Walker, Chris Fade.
People consider us the greatest showman.
Pretty Mel.
I work with children.
And Big Rossi.
We are the greatest showman.
You guys are awesome, Tom. You make my day beautiful every day.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio Dubai.
Wake up.
Let's go.
Dad, we are live across the UAE, just gone 6:03. Good morning across the country. Yeah, Pretty Malik, Big Rossi. Morning, guys.
Good morning.
You are looking extra funky today, Pretty Malik. What's this shirt?
Really?
Little wraparound shirt, white jeans. I don't think we didn't notice. Actually, I don't think Rossi did.
I haven't had the look at.
He's very busy. You're very busy this morning. I can't get two words out of him.
Yeah, I'm doing some work, mate.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we've got a guest coming in. And this guest, I'm really excited because I love his movies, so I want to make sure that all of the prep is on point.
What's prep mean? The preparation of the interview?
Information about the guest.
He's working. He's finally working, Rossi. It's good to see him working this morning.
Thank you.
Back to you, Pretty. Looking, funky. Thanks. What's going on? Extra, because of the guests, maybe a little bit of...
No, honestly, I just didn't want to iron this morning. So I just went for a shirt that I didn't have to iron, honestly.
Good on you. Well, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
You look fabulous. Hey, talking about shirts, I've just put this new one on. Why do shirts feel the need to put this inside?
The instructions.
It's like a novel.
That.
I have a whole novel. Yeah. I got a 6-page novel inside my shirt that I need, and I can't...
Give us the opening lines. What does it say?
It's a tag, basically.
Made in China.
That's the opening line.
But then it goes into just like, honestly, I've got 6 pages of like small little paper. Like, what's that say? Malaysia, Central Plaza, Jalan, is it like, it's just... And then I don't want to rip it off. Do you guys rip your tags off?
No,
I feel like it can destroy the shirt, right?
Yeah, I cut it.
We don't have any scissors here in the studio. I've been looking
around.
I'm
sure we can find scissors.
I've been looking around for like 10 minutes trying to find some scissors just to cut it out. But yeah, if you design shirts, you don't put the whole novel. Just like a little tag, maybe. Just a little one.
I think they have to legally. Like for legal
reasons. It's my tip. It's my tip of the week, okay? You can choose to ignore it. I understand. We've got a big one lined up, as we said. Tamer Hussein's going to be joining us on the show. He is a British actor.
Hard man, like, role.
You know, talks like this in the movies. He's the one that you don't want to mess with.
Like Jason Statham.
Yeah, sort of, even harder, I'd say.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's going to be joining us in studio, which is great. We got your pop quiz coming back at 7:10 this morning, so let's try to get you that cash as well, all right? First caller of the morning, is it you? Could we talk to you? What are you up to this morning? 0487155444. Maybe on the way to work or school or gym, whatever it is. Phone lines are open.
0487155444.
There we go. All right, we're all good to go.
Good to go.
Only Wednesday. My goodness.
It's a slow week, all right?
Yeah.
It's June 1st, guys, so come on. This week. May was a long month, okay? May's always renowned for being a long month. June, not so much, all right? We're going to fly into this one.
Okay.
Salman, good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
All right. We haven't heard from you in a while, mate. Our regular at this time. What's up?
Well, I'm currently waiting for my COVID test, my negative COVID test, because I've been positive with COVID for a while.
You've had the COVID.
No.
You got the big C.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it finally happened after 2 years.
You avoided it all this time. And it's going around, man.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I've known probably 2 or 3 people now in the last week to get it. So just, you know, be wary. Salman, you're my 4th that I've known. How was it? Was it okay? Was it a bad flu? What was it?
It was terrible, I swear.
Yeah.
My throat was hurting.
Yeah.
Sometimes I couldn't sleep at night.
Yeah, that sounds like how I had it. I had it pretty easy. I'm not going to say bad because I know there's a lot worse, but it wasn't like just one of it wasn't a Rossi experience.
Yeah,
you know,
that.
Rossi,
yeah.
Someone when Rossi got it twice, he's like, oh no, just a little bit of like, I don't know, I was a little bit tired. That was really about it.
Yeah, it's weird. Maybe it's something to do with the blood type or something. I don't know, but
not sure. Well, you're on the good end now, so you're healing, it seems.
Yeah, so hopefully my test is negative and I can get back to work.
Cool. Well, listen, hopefully I'm sure it's going to happen. If it doesn't today, tomorrow, the next day, you'll be out and about. But at least the symptoms have settled down, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All right, brother. Well, God bless you. Glad you're okay.
All right.
We won't ask you to sing this time. I know he loves to sing, yeah. But not this
theater,
time.
Theater, acting. Theater
and
yeah.
All that. Yeah, we're not going to do that right now. Yeah, I mean, listen, just within our little family, Jeff had it. You had it. Your husband had it.
Yeah.
Then Eddie's wife and kids had it.
Yeah.
And that's just within our little circle.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's definitely sort of going around. So just be a little bit precautionary. We've put measures back into our office as well. Just you know, not too extreme, but just making sure that it doesn't spread so quickly. We've had a couple of people in the office grab it as well. So just be wary about, because I think we are very relaxed now, which is nice.
I know, and
as well, you know?
Need to sort of remind yourself, don't you? Especially me. I was talking to a guy last night. And unfortunately, his dad passed away from it, you know. Mm. He had complications, but then he got COVID, so.
It's still, people are still, unfortunately, losing their life to this thing, you know. Mm. Be it that you're a conspiracy theorist and don't believe that, that's all right, you can continue that. But there are people still losing their lives, unfortunately, too. It may not be directly COVID, but it could be because of something else that they may have.
Complicated because of that.
Just be wary. That's what I'm saying. Just be wary. I've now had to give myself a little bit of a check as well, because I was just not lazy, but just sort of going along like there was nothing. And I've had to just rein it in just a little bit.
Yeah.
God bless you. First day of June. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good month. I can sense this month is going to be good.
Okay. Liz's birthday month.
Is it? Your wife?
27th, yeah.
There we go. What are you going to get her?
Don't know.
You're going to start working on it now.
She tells me, but I obviously forget.
Oh, she told you what she wants?
Yeah. She gives me a list.
That's awesome.
What does she want? Come on, say it. I can't remember.
How?
No?
No.
She'll tell me nearer the date. I'll just have to ask her.
New husband?
Chris, take it back. Say what? Sorry.
Sorry.
Apologize.
Are you looking sorry. Sorry, man.
You know, it's okay later on, not now.
I thought it was early. I thought this was like...
No, from right about this
time. This was a safe period that Liz wasn't listening.
Not really.
No, okay.
Like, until 7:30.
All right. Were there at times where we can and can't talk about Rossi's wife because of situations? I've just been told we're in the danger zone.
It's not the wife, is it?
It's not the wife. Yeah, she's cool. It's
the little ones.
Yeah, okay. We'll just...
Always first with the hottest e-news.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
Okay, what have you got, Pretty?
Should we start with sad news?
Okay.
And then we can end on happy.
I don't like sad news, but
so
I
do you
understand.
Want to end on sad
news? No, start on the sad news.
Okay, so obviously Tom Parker, who was a part of The Wanted, we unfortunately lost him a few weeks ago. Yeah. He had a rare form of brain... cancer. Yep. Now, he has a book that he wrote during that time that he was going through chemo and dealing with his illness.
Yep.
And unfortunately, he's not there anymore to promote it. So his bandmates have taken up the task of going on a book promo tour for him. So Max George appeared on a British TV show called This Morning, and they sat down and asked him, hey, you know, they talked about the book and everything, and they said, hey, how are you dealing with Tom's death? And his answer it may make you want to cry.
Mm-hmm.
I still think I'm trying to process it. You know, I was telling Dermot before, I still text him actually. If I get stuff like pictures or stuff that fans have made with him in it, or they send a nice message to do with Tom, I'll WhatsApp it to him still. Because I think I'll just find a bit of comfort in that.
That's sad. I mean, that's sad, but that's a way of dealing with it as well, you know.
Yeah, of coping with it.
That will stop eventually, but yeah. That's just... So yeah, The Wanted, a huge band, and one of their members, only young, he was, under 30, got some type of brain tumor, and then it just took his life. He was a father, a husband, and he was a talented artist. Count your blessings, people. Honestly, count your blessings every day. Just walking this earth. If you're not in pain and you're healthy, you are winning this game. You are winning.
That's true. And that book, if you're interested, is called Hope. Hope. That's the name
there
of the
it is.
Book.
Thank you.
Kim Kardashian, she was called out last week for her new ad campaign for Beyond Meat. Remember, we talked about it.
It was because
it looked like she didn't eat any of the food in the commercial. It just looked completely faked. So she took to Instagram yesterday to share some behind-the-scenes footage of filming that commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, she in fact ate everything that she was
Had
showing.
To prove to people I actually ate it.
Because if you look at the commercial, the edit
whoever edited it did a bad job. What I mean?
Or maybe they did it on purpose so we would all talk about it.
All right,
who knows?
Cool.
And finally, Diplo just can't get a break.
Isn't this the second time this has happened?
Okay, so... about 2 weeks ago, DJ Khaled jumped on stage with Diplo because they were in Miami. Diplo was playing.
Okay.
And DJ Khaled, while standing next to Diplo, goes, yo, where's the DJ? Hit that track. And Diplo's like, yo, I'm right here. Well, it's happened to him again. He was booked to play the after party on a yacht at Cannes Film Festival, right? He gets to the security barrier to get onto the yacht, and they're like, dude, I don't know who you are. Why? What are you doing here?
I mean, maybe we need to do some more PR on how Diplo looks like. Is that what we got to do?
And he's like, I'm playing on this yacht.
But let me tell you, security guards do a great job, all right? Because security guards don't care who you are or what you do. They've got one job. No one gets on this boat or no one gets inside this door without the pass. I've seen some huge football players, like international world-class football players, get stopped before they're supposed to run onto the field at a match. Because the security guards are like, where's your pass? And the guy's like,
do you know me?
Do you know me? Do you know who I am? But they've got one job and they by it.
And well, they definitely did. Luckily, the owner of the yacht was walking by just at the right time and
got him on.
Him get in.
Diplo makes it. All right. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Coming up next, we've got a list on Dubai and the UAE, what we're owning. All right, what we're owning. Mm. So, like, we do pretty well on lists.
Oh, you mean like those global lists?
Yeah, you know.
I think like recently, like three places or three things have been named number one in the world or something.
And they're not like, I always look to see, like, did we create this list? It's never us. It's always international companies because I always check that. Like, are we just writing our own?
That's
a good point.
Yeah,
but it's not. I filled up this morning, and I didn't, and it's interesting because I felt it as soon as I filled up, I was like, wow, that was a little bit more pricier. Mm-hmm. And then I come into the show right now, and you're one of your news headline stories is that fuel has gone up 13%.
Yeah, that's right. It's a 13% hike. So should I run through the numbers for you?
Yeah, give me the number. I filled up the truck today. I got a Jeep, and I filled it up at 400 dirhams. You know,
400
D's.
That is, I remember when I had the Audi Q7, which was also a big car, right?
Mm.
The most I can ever remember putting in there was in the 200 mark, 250 maximum, maybe.
The good thing about these new model vehicles, no matter what brand you have, though, I feel like the fuel is lasting longer than it used to.
Fuel efficient, they say, right?
Because I used to have a 2001 Dodge Durango.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that silver car that I had?
You did.
Yeah, but it went forever. I loved it. Do you remember we went on a road trip in that thing once?
We went to Elaine in that car.
I bought that Dodge Durango in 2000 and probably, I think it would have been 11.
Right.
And I bought that for 11,000 dirhams, that car. I had that for 4 or 5 years. I drove it. That car just kept going. Anyway, that was a big old engine. Those engines used to suck it. Like, you would fill up the gas. You floor that thing a couple of times. You see the gauge.
Yeah.
Just, it empties.
Gas guzzlers.
These new model cars, even the big ones, you get more for your buck, right? But 13% increase right now. Yeah. You may feel it. What are we looking at here?
Okay, so if we start at Super 98, the Super, it used to be 3 dirhams 66 in May.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's going to cost you 4 dirhams 15.
So that's a good hike, man. Now, Super is a good one, right? They always ask me Super or Special. I always say Super. That's the better one, right?
Yeah. Special is now at 4 dirhams 3 fils, and it was 355 last month. Diesel is 4 dirhams 14 from 4 dirhams 8 last month. So be wary.
Yeah, no, you know what I'm really excited about? You know, like our salaries going up as well, you know, to match the inflation in the country.
That's Rossi being smarty pants.
Yeah, he
wants a pay rise. He's trying everything he can right now to get one.
I don't think that would help, though.
What, a pay rise?
No, but what?
Being smarty.
Yeah, being like that. But I do believe that, I mean, obviously companies need to be wary of this because it is getting more pricier here with rents and we're all feeling it. So I think it's, you know, and the guys that run the businesses, no matter where you work, they're aware of it. But I guess it's just trying to find if they can get the little bit of extra cash.
Yeah.
Because
you want the company to keep going, obviously.
We're in a good position here, touch wood, as in, like, the city, the country. Like, I think we're in such an amazing position. I look at, you know, I talk to people back home, even in Australia. The grass is always greener, you feel, but it's actually not.
Yeah.
I've had several friends.
Want jobs?
who have gone home
And come back.
Come back again. Yeah.
They've left the UAE, gone back home.
Yeah.
And then within about 2 years, they're like back here again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had a few do that as well. Mm. But yeah, be wary. You got about a 13% increase on the fuel, and that kicked off officially today, obviously being June 1st. Quick poll here. I'd like to do it on the WhatsApp line. I'll give you the average out of this commercial break. What is your amount that you fill up for? So how much do you spend on fuel to sort of fill up your car? 04871-5544. Just send me it as a WhatsApp, and I'll do a quick average here. I want to find out what the average is of the country. 04871-5544. How much does it cost you to fill up that car that you're in right now? 04871-5544. Results in 2 minutes. I've got this is only a rough average of around 43 people. Around 43 people, the average to fill up a vehicle now, about 265 dirhams.
Sounds about right.
That's from the what we just took right now. So from the 43, around 265 dirhams. Now, that's just to fill up your car. That's not for the entire month or for entire week. Henrik is got a Kia 2011. It's costing 180. There's a Toyota Prado from Andrea. 510.
Woo!
510 dirhams to fill up that Toyota Prado. Adnan said I just filled up for 170.
Kia Rio.
That shouldn't be too much.
Yeah.
I've got a Volvo here, 270. Anoop's in a car that's costing 400. Katrina's in a car that's costing 450.
Range Rover Sport from Diana, 200 dirhams.
Land Cruiser, 415.
Ooh.
415. So I'm just sort of going around the entire country right now, checking out what's going on. There's a few things happening. Abu Dhabi today, 1st of June, have banned all single-use plastic bags. Done. Finished. Bonito. If you walk into a store and you don't have a bag, you can buy a recycled one, like a used one.
Mm. All right?
But,
bag,
but
yeah.
From today, it has begun. Dubai, I think we've got another month. We're going about another month.
July 1st.
All right, but Abu Dhabi, well done, leading the way. Single-use plastic bags ban in the capital. So be wary of that if you're doing the shopping. Take your own bags. All right, now I'm having a look here as well. Best coastal city list has just gone out. This list has come out. The best coastal city. It's by Compare the Market. This is an international study. You want to know who top five are?
Go on then.
Best coastal city. How did Sydney not get in here?
Oh.
We're a coastal city.
Not in the top 10?
Not in the top 10. No, not at all.
Really?
Five is Hong Kong. Four, Palma del Mallorca.
Mallorca.
I always see them there.
Mallorca.
That's such an... Where is that exactly?
In the Balearics and near where I'm going, near Ibiza and Spain and stuff like that.
Alicante?
Spain.
Well done, pretty.
Valencia.
Spain.
And... Dubrovnik. I can't ever say that.
That's in Croatia, isn't it?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just make sure.
It is meant
Don't
to
want
be.
To get that wrong there.
It's meant to be beautiful.
Valencia, also Spain. Spain has so many cities.
Yeah, but hold on. Best coastal city in the world. Just won it. Dubai. Ha! Dubai got best coastal city. That's amazing.
I love that.
This is not like a... It's not one of our studies. It's like an international study. They check out temperature, minimal rainfall, and over 3,315 activities is what it took to get Dubai in the top spot. So temperature, minimal rainfall, and what you can actually do here. I guess we have no rainfall, so that takes our averages up tremendously, which is great. Best airport hotel got voted for as well, and Dubai International Hotel named the best airport hotel. Dubai International Hotel named the best airport hotel. Where is our airport hotel? I've
Dubai
never stayed there because we never need to because we have a home.
Yeah.
What did you say it was called? Dubai International.
It's called Dubai International Hotel. That's what it's called. Dubai
it's the one
International.
That's in the airport, right?
Yeah, I guess I've never seen it, never had to stay there because
we have a home.
When we interviewed Ed Sheeran the first time.
Oh, he said he stayed. Yes.
He said this is the best airport in the world. There was a swimming pool on the roof of the hotel.
Yeah.
And I was like,
that's right.
What's he on about?
I've stayed in the one in Singapore. It was all right. I've stayed in one in Thailand as well. It was average. They're more just like little rooms just with a bed in it, you know, for that stay over. So there are a couple of things going on across the country, being at June 1st. The biggest thing that we've been talking about is this fuel hike, 13%.
Yeah.
We got about a 13% hike. We did an average from all your calls and all your WhatsApps. We've actually still got a few more. Deanna, what do you drive and how much does it cost to fill up?
First of all, good morning, everyone. It's so good to be on. I've got a Range Rover Sport. And I fill it up with diesel, actually. So on average a week, I put about 200 dirhams. But I think for me, I work from home.
Yep.
So I don't spend a lot of time on the road. So right. I think that's a benefit to me.
That's good. So how much does it cost to fill up in one go?
Probably about 250 maximum. But okay. 200 gets me 3/4 of the tank.
Okay. All right, okay.
So that's slightly going to go up now, isn't it?
Deanna's she's an Australian girl. Can you guys tell that?
Yeah,
or no?
Yeah.
Pretty good. And Rossi, could you guys tell?
I could, yeah.
I've
got a feeling, sorry to interrupt, Pretty. I've got a feeling she's a Lebanese Australian.
High possibility.
That's quite close. I am Middle Eastern, but I'm Assyrian, which is a minority from North Iraq.
Yeah, I know. You know Assyria. I've got a few Assyrian mates. Yeah.
I saw the Syrian... I saw the Syrian football team the other day. They're here in the UAE.
But okay.
She's not from
there. She's not Syrian.
This is always the case, and probably Chris knows this really well.
Yeah.
It's Assyrian, not Syrian, but regardless, I'm still proud to be
good on you.
From the Middle East.
Apologies for Rossi.
No, but the Syrian football team.
That's great. Syrian.
Thanks, Deanna. We appreciate you. Sherry, what do you drive and how much does it cost to fill up?
Hi, Chris. Hi, team. How are you? No, I have a Porsche Cayenne, and I fill it for $350 because I have to put super. And my problem here is that I go around, and I teach classes all around the city.
So you're spending a lot on fuel, huh?
Yes, so I pay a lot of fuel. And honestly, if the clubs where I teach in don't increase the commission on the... on the classes, I'm going to start dropping classes.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're driving around. I get it. I get it. Fuel is an expense for many. Mm. But you got that Porsche Cayenne. You're all right. Okay, Sherry.
Yeah.
That's what the response will be from the gym. It's like, she drives the Porsche.
Yeah.
Why can't she just get into a Toyota or Costa less? That's what's going to happen here. You know that. Pauline, you're in a Ford EcoSport. I like those little Fords. What do they cost to fill up?
I'm doing around 180, 200 because I fill it up with super.
Okay.
And that's just dropping the kids to school and coming to work.
Wow. That's good. I think we're going to see a lot of people move into smaller cars, you know.
Possibly electric, possibly as
electric
well.
Electric is also
13% increase in fuel. It just got announced today. Finally, I think Kate's going to win it. You've got an FJ Cruiser, do you, Kate?
I do.
All right. Yeah, we know these SUVs, four-wheel drives, the doors open the other way in the back. I like them. How much is it costing you to fill up?
I haven't filled up since they've put the prices up, but I think it's going to be about $650.
$650.
Wow, do you live on top of a hill or something?
$650.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
It's insane. And I drive a lot as well. It's just going to be a nightmare.
Maybe downgrade the car, like smaller engine. What do you think?
I kind of need the space for the fur kids, I need something big enough to get the dogs in the car.
Yeah, no, I get you. I get you. I mean, listen, what year is your car?
2013.
Yeah, that's the issue, I think, as well. I think like
the older
engines, they suck it up a lot quicker. Do you know what I mean?
I think it's more that it's got a double tank, so it's got like a 160-litre tank, so
okay.
Amount of petrol.
160 litre.
Yeah.
Okay,
I've downgraded to a Mitsubishi Attrage, actually.
Yeah.
And I feel it's a lot cheaper. It's better.
It costs like 20 dirhams.
Well, it's good. I just thought...
Rossi's actually cut a hole at the bottom of the car. So
Flintstones.
His feet's in there. He's running down the road.
Give me that paycheck.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
You just want to...
by RackBank. Download Firefly app and get over 5,000 offers at home and abroad. Visit rackbank.ae/Firefly. Conditions apply.
Amira, you got on. Yes.
Oh, hi.
Oh, look at you.
Crying.
Look at you. Good morning.
Oh, my God. Good morning. Hi, guys. Hi, Chris. Hi, Mark.
Morning.
Hi.
You're the best.
Morning, guys.
Where are you, Amira? Paint the picture. What's going on?
No, I am driving my kids to school right now.
There we go. She's on the school
run.
We have butterflies. Me and the kids in the back. And my son was like, give them a call today. I hope we get through. I'm like, yeah, why not? Let's go.
You got through. Yeah. You got through.
So
how many kids? How many kids you got?
Two.
Two. And what are their names?
Zane and Hamza.
Zane and Hamza?
Yeah.
Nice. Beautiful. Another one. Is there another one coming, Mum? Or we're happy just with the
no,
two?
No, just two. Wrapped
yeah.
up.
We're closed forever. That's it. We're done.
Shop's done.
We're done. There it is. All right. Well, listen. You know how this works. You listen to the show. 10 questions, 60 seconds with Rack Bank. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we will come back to the ones that you get wrong. All right?
Okay.
I can't imagine how you're going to react if you win 10,000 dirhams cash right now, Amira.
Really, I'm not. You know when you're always ready, but when you get the call, I'm not ready.
Yes.
I don't think I'd get through.
Well, listen, okay. You're on. Let's go. Deep breath.
Come on, Amira. You
Here
got
we
this.
Go.
Come on.
60 seconds on the clock, Amira. Your time begins right now. True or false? Richard Branson appeared in the movie Casino Royale.
False.
What year did the Atlantis Hotel open up on the Palm?
Pass.
Who sings the song Shallow and Rain on Me?
Cardi B.
What rapper created the Yeezy brand?
Jay-Z.
The Royal Challengers Bangalore play what sport? Cricket or cricket?
Cricket.
In meters, how tall is the Burj Khalifa? 830 or 600?
830.
How many times has Britney Spears been married? Once, twice, or three times?
Once.
What year were the Olympic Games held in London?
Pass.
Who sings the songs Wild Ones and Cheap Thrills?
Pass.
Which search engine website was founded in 1998? Starts with a G.
Google.
True or false, Richard Branson appeared in Casino Royale? No. Not true, I'll put that no. one in. There it is, there it is. Yeah, I'll give you that last one.
Yeah. Okay.
What have we got here? I wanted you to do better, but you got 400 dirhams. Congratulations, all right?
She's still happy.
She's still happy.
Oh, that's, I thought I got nothing.
No, you got 400 dirhams, all right?
Can I put my kids on? Do you want to say hi to you guys?
Of course.
That's all she cares.
Yeah, let's see. Let's do it, let's do it.
Okay, 1 second.
Zane and Hamza, hi.
Okay.
How are you guys going? Are you there?
Yes, that's louder.
Did you? Mum did really well. Mum did really. She got 400 dirhams. Okay.
Woohoo!
Mum's still the only one talking. Kids are like, yeah, all right,
yeah,
Mum.
Okay.
All right. Amira, you are an absolute legend. Love your energy. Go and have a beautiful day. Thanks for listening. Okay. She's the best. Bye, everyone. Hey, the pop quiz back, 7:10, right here on Virgin Radio, is Say Something Nice Day.
That's
it's
right.
The day that we should be doing it every day.
Yeah.
But today in particular is Say Something Nice Day. We've got to say something nice to people, all right? Little Gabby is on the phone with us right now. Gabby, you want to say something nice to your mum. What do you want to say?
I want to tell her that she's a hardworking, she's beautiful.
So
and
cute.
She's very strong.
Good on you, Gabby.
Wow.
Good on you, Gabby. That's right.
Love
That's
that.
Right, Gabby. Well done. Say something nice, day. Charles, what do you want to say?
Chris, I want to say thank you to you and the whole team for being amazing and entertaining us every day. And CJ wants to say thank you. Hang on, CJ. I'm just going to pass the phone to CJ.
All right, okay. All right. Mate. Thanks, mate. We appreciate that.
That's
nice. You there, CJ?
Thank you for doing the Sandstorm song.
The Sandstorm song that we did. Oh,
like
thank
it.
You, Charles. Appreciate it. Jignesh, how are you doing?
Hi, good. How are you?
We're doing all right, mate. Who do you want to say something nice to?
Yeah, I want to say to my girlfriend, Sia, I love you so much.
Oh, look at that.
Aw, using the opportunity.
Mate,
I like
on
it.
You. Saying something nice to the girl. Lil Rania. Rania, 12, how you doing? Who do you want to say something nice to?
I just wanted to say that I love you guys, and I'm, like, such a huge fan. And every day to school, I always listen to you guys, and you just give happiness to my life every single morning.
Love you.
Rania.
Absolutely love you, Rania.
Virtual
thank you so much.
Virtual hugs.
Virtual hugs, right, Prit?
Yeah.
All right, so we love these messages coming in. There's more of them. But what have you organized for Rossi and I, Prue?
Okay, so there's a few scenarios here. Mm-hmm. We've written them down on a few pieces of paper.
Yep.
You get to pick one.
Okay.
And whatever it says,
yep,
you must say something nice about that person that's written on that. Okay?
Okay.
There are instructions on there, you'll see.
There's okay. instructions on here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So when you open it up, you'll see what it says. Okay. Read it out, okay?
All right.
Ready? Okay. Chris, go first.
I got there's like a bunch of pieces of paper and a little hat here.
And there are little instructions written on that.
Okay, I've got one. So what do I do?
Open it up. Read out what it says.
What's something nice you never told the person to your left?
Oh, that would be Big Rossi. Big Rossi sits to Chris's left. What's something nice?
Something nice you've never told to the person to your left. Something nice.
So, Chris, you got to...
This is hard. I know this is hard for you, but come on.
Come on. Chris, it can't take you that long.
I want to really have a think about it. What's something nice you've never told to the person to your left?
Maybe something to do with work. Do something around work.
Not Rossi, let him talk.
Rossi, I think it's very admirable.
Admirable.
How every day for the last 13 years... You come in on time and you're actually here because someone of your...
Be careful here.
Yeah, no, I'm trying.
You have to be nice.
Someone who is like yourself, realistically, should be coming late a lot or not rocking up.
Rossi's always there.
But you're always there every day. And even though you may be half asleep, you do come in at the right time every single day.
It wasn't.
And that is admirable. And that's something nice I'd like to say to you. Thanks for coming in on time every day.
I'm not sure if that was entirely nice, but take it, Rossi.
That's a good one.
What?
Rossi's
your turn,
turn.
Rossi's turn.
At least I'm on time. Wow.
Yeah, because, you know, I thought that was nice. All right, Rossi's put his hand inside the hat now. Got a piece of paper. What does it say?
Wait there. Let me just turn around.
Yeah.
No.
Look into the person on your right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Rossi, look at me. Come on.
No, it says look.
No.
Come on, Rossi. Let's get to the bit. Let's go.
Pretty's on my right, though.
No.
Look into the person on your right. Look into their eyes and compliment their best feature.
Okay, so Rossi, Chris is on your right.
Yep.
So please look into his eyes and compliment his best feature. And you have to be nice.
What is it like a body?
A physical feature.
Physical feature.
And you cannot be sarcastic. It has to be nice. I know you.
God. Chris, I really like your beard. And when I go to the hairdresser sometimes, I show them a picture of your beard. And I say, can you do it like that?
That's nice.
I love that, Ross. Thanks.
Should we do one more each?
I'm glad I'm your beardspiration.
Beardspiration.
That was tough.
All right, I'll do my last one. What is one body feature you would like to have from the person to your left?
Well, that's
this
Rossi.
This is a joke.
That's Rossi again.
Why is it like left and right?
All right, what's one body feature? What's one body feature that I want from this guy?
Yeah? We all know what it is. We all know.
Well, it's not that.
No, we all know. It's well, I'm not going to tell you. You got to tell me.
Come on, what's one thing?
Body feature. Well, according to Marsha in our promotion.
No, that's disgusting. No. That's not.
It could be height.
Come on, just get it.
I was going to say, well, that's where I was going. I mean, I could take one of your body features, it wouldn't be your hairiness because you're very hairy. It wouldn't be the grayness that you have. You've got patches of gray everywhere.
Chris.
You don't have any big toenails. It definitely wouldn't be your toenails.
No, fair enough.
I wouldn't want to have, you know, I know that you deal with psoriasis on your knees and your elbows. So I wouldn't want that.
No, you meant to tell me what
you do. I'm getting to it.
Just say the nice thing.
I'm getting to it.
Why is it?
There's two things that I would like.
Okay, first one.
He's got lovely blue eyes.
He does have beautiful blue eyes.
He does have really nice blue eyes.
Gorgeous.
But I'd have to go because I probably would be not being a radio presenter. I'd probably be in the NBA as a professional basketball player if I had his height, because I'm really good.
Okay. So and blue eyes.
What are you, 6 foot?
191 centimeters or 6 foot four.
Yeah, I'd definitely take his height.
Okay.
Last one for Ross. Last one for Ross.
Have you picked this on purpose?
Read it.
Say something nice, Dave. Guys, go to the office. Go to wherever you're at tonight. Say something nice to someone.
Give a hug to the person on your...
I don't want to...
She's scrubbed out left.
Yeah.
And she's written right.
I don't want him to hug me. Like, okay.
Please read the whole thing.
Give a hug to the person on your right whisper something nice.
Go. Come on.
Okay. I don't want him to touch me. I try to get him a voice. He's dirty. He's a dirty human.
You have to whisper something nice.
He's a dirty human.
All right, come here. I like to do it this way.
Whisper something.
I see dead people.
Say something nice.
She just hugged me from behind. That was weird.
Anyway,
clean me. I need the. Give me the spray, the antiseptic spray.
Okay. Should have applied some Paco Rabanne Millionaire beforehand.
This scooter that I bought from Big Rossi, which we showcased last week on the show, which he hand-delivered to me, actually. He came through with the goods. A red Lambretta from 1977. Everyone's asking me, where is it on my Instagram, because they want to see it. They saw me get on it.
And then now, it's been a week, right?
Rossi, after the show, took it back from me. He said it still needs some work, and no, I still haven't seen it.
I've got to take it to the RTA because, as you remember, when I brought these three Lambrettas into the country, they were all in my name.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to transfer the ownership to your name.
So how long is that going to take?
They're going today, apparently.
So when will I get the scooter to actually ride?
What day is it? Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday.
Well, let's say Friday.
Friday, the scooter's.
Where would you like it delivered, sir?
My house.
Your house.
Can I get it to my house?
Yeah. So, I thought you were going to brand it up.
Yeah, but I'll do that. I'll do that later. So Friday, I can have it delivered. Now,
to your house, yeah.
If you weren't listening to the show recently, I am now.
Sorry, I forgot to tell you one thing.
How much, Rossi? How much?
No, I'm not giving in any more money.
How much? I'm not giving him any more money.
This thing started off at 9,000 dirhams. I'm up to 14.
Listen, am I right?
We need to go to the RTA. You have to go to the RTA.
No, I'm not going to the RTA.
You have to. That's the thing. Because you have to transfer the ownership into your name.
I don't need to
You're
be there
the
for
buyer.
It.
You're
I don't need
buyer.
To be there. And I've lost my Emirates ID, so I don't even have an Emirates ID to do that right now.
Bring your passport.
I'm not doing it. Someone else can do that. You don't need me there. I've transferred a car out of my name before without being there. Passport, Emirates ID was all they required.
But you don't have your Emirates ID.
Have you got a power,
I've got
of,
a soft
power
copy.
Of attorney?
No.
Well, how'd you do that then?
They just did it.
Are you sure?
Yep. 100%. If anyone can verify that, let me know. In other news, yesterday on the show, I've now revealed to the country I'm a Liverpool supporter.
Yes.
If you dare put any Liverpool memorabilia on that scooter.
What colour's my scooter? You got it? Red. It's Liverpool red. The reason why I've now said goodbye to Everton is I found out that my idol, LeBron James, owns a percentage of the Liverpool Football Club. So, hence, I'm now a Liverpudlian. We will never walk alone. I'm learning it all the terminologies.
Don't forget, we're going to have a Liverpool Football Club test next
week. That's fine. If you go to the Chris...
Because you're such a fan.
What I would like you all to do right now to launch my Liverpool journey as a Liverpudlian. If you go to the Chris Fade Show on Instagram, you will
What have you done?
You'll be able to see a post. It's going up as we speak. It's up now.
Is it up? No, Nala's replied saying it's up. So what is it? Let me have a look. Chris Fade Show. Chris with a K.
Oh, I see it.
On the stories, is it?
Yep.
Just put it. Could you please put it as a main feature, Nala?
Oh, my gosh. Someone has superimposed your head.
Yep.
You've been signed by Jurgen Klopp. Yep. You've won the Champions League in 2005 with Steven Gerrard.
I am a Liverpool supporter. If you see me out right now, I want you to know that I go for Liverpool Football Club. I bleed red.
Look at that. No, they don't say that.
What do I say?
That's an Australian thing. Yeah. Listen, you are so fickle. Easily swap teams like that.
You're a traitor.
You're pathetic.
You used to be a Rossi. Used to be an Everton. I'm with you, Rossi. That's messed up.
Yeah.
He went to the wrong team.
The dark side, yeah. The dark side.
No, it's not that. I didn't follow football, so I never really knew Everton. I just did it because to help Rossi, right?
What do you mean,
not
help?
Like you know Liverpool. Not like you know anything about Liverpool.
When I die, don't bring me to hospital.
What?
What?
I'm saying famous Liverpool FC quotes.
What is that? Why is that a famous
for Liverpool? A player to be good enough to play for Liverpool, he must be prepared to run through a brick wall for me, then come out fighting the other side. That's how we speak in Liverpool.
That's very intense.
I've always said we had the best two teams on the Merseyside. Liverpool and Liverpool reserves.
What? Oh, that's Bill Shankly, isn't it?
Yeah. Take that bandage off. And what do you mean, your knee? It's what? Liverpool's knee.
What?
What? Anyway, I'm now a Liverpudlian. If you go to the Chris Fade Show on Instagram, please like the comment, like the photos, drop a comment. You'll see me now officially. I'm holding up the Liverpool FC. I've been there at the signing with who? Who was I there with?
You don't even know.
Jurgen Klopp.
Yep. He doesn't even know.
He doesn't even know the
guy's first name.
Jurgen Klopp.
That's right. Jurgen Klopp.
No, don't teach
me
him the
and
wrong
Jurgen
thing.
Klopp are going all the way. Me and Jurgen Klopp are going all the way. I'm a Liverpudlian.
A what?
There we go. And I'll get my red scooter soon, and it'll be red the whole way. He's an actor, he's a producer, he's an overall good guy. He's been in movies like The Business, Football Factory, Layer Cake, Calcium Kid, Batman Begins, and even more. Let's take a quick listen.
So what's your name, kid?
Frankie.
Kid Frankie, eh?
Ronnie? Frankie?
Ronnie.
Sammy?
Frankie, Ronnie, Frankie, you met him earlier. Danny is Ronnie's pal. Ronnie is Sammy's pal, who's my partner, who's down in Gibraltar on a bit of business.
I love it. He's been in TV shows like The Game of Thrones, Snatch the Series. Tamer Hussain's with us right now. Hassan is in the house. Tamer, listen, brother, I saw you at a fight recently. You stand out from the crowd. There's something about you, mate. You've got this charisma. You've got this good aura.
That's just. I appreciate that. I mean, I've got that Marilyn Monroe thing about me. You know, there's that famous picture of her when she's standing at the other side of the barriers at a red carpet.
Yes.
All you can see is Marilyn Monroe. So I'll take that, Chris.
Not in the dress, hopefully. No.
I don't mind a dress now. I mean, I'm an actor. If I sign on the dotted line, I've got to do it, haven't I?
Exactly.
You've done some big things, man, and you have got that. There's that infamous voice. There's that infamous sound that as soon as you hear Thomas speak, it's just
you know it.
You know what you're in for.
Yeah.
You know what you're in for, right?
You know what? It's quite funny. Everywhere I go, people go, your voice. Oh, my God, America. Oh, my God, you got a phenomenal voice. You should do voiceovers. Well, I've got a good face for radio. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
But no, it's quite funny. Even like when people like us do, I love London Transport. And from my house to the centre of London where our office is, it's like an hour and a half. But you can jump on the train and be there in 15 minutes. And when the pandemic started, masks, hats and all of that stuff, you can kind of hide yourself away. And I used to do it before all the masks and stuff, and I'd have my headphones and I'd sit on the train and I'd be talking on my earphones, like sure, talking or whatever, and people just come tap me on the shoulder. I have one. Tamer, can I have a picture?
You're like, they saw you. How did you know?
See me? You can hide away, but you can't hide your voice.
Getting people to see what's going on. Yeah. When did you begin acting? When did this all happen?
I started really late. I never wanted to be an actor. There's a famous quote that if you go online, and say, I always said acting's for mugs. I never wanted to be an actor. I never inspired to be an actor. I own nightclubs and restaurants. And then I was always invested in stuff. Someone comes up, can you invest in this? And then somebody came along and said, do you want to invest some money into an acting agency? And I thought,
Why not?
Am I allowed to say sexy?
Yeah, that's all right.
It's kind of a cool, sexy business. I thought, yeah, why not? I might get to walk down the red carpet and stuff. And then invested in it. And there's quite a big show in England called EastEnders.
Yeah, we know
EastEnders, yep.
I'm going to show my age now, but there was a really big storyline when Phil Mitchell shooting. I mean, the show was that big, they actually kind of put the Champions League games back just so you could watch this story.
Oh my gosh.
And my agent, who is my agent now, she said, look, do me a favour, please, can you go for this audition? It's the BBC. If we don't send somebody, you know, we're going to lose them as a client. I said, what is it? They went, well, it's to play a villain in EastEnders. I went, what do I know about acting?
Yeah.
I was one of them. She went, oh, you haven't got a saying. There's no dialogue. And she said, just go along and just turn up. I said, all right, no problem. Terrified. Literally terrified.
Wow.
I turned up and it's like a cattle market. People with scars, leather jackets, all these hard actors that were there. And I walked in. It's quite funny. Julia Crampsey, I love her dearly. She frequented a few of the clubs that we owned.
Mm-hmm. There was already
and
some.
We had a company where we used to go in and clear up clubs. We had a security company back in the day. I don't want to say too much about it.
Jeez.
And she walked in, and I walked in and I see her, and she said, oh, hi. I said, hey, how are you doing?
She's like, what are you doing here?
Yeah. Give me a minute. And then she went onto the set and called the director at the time, and all I heard her say is, we've got the real deal here.
This guy's going to be...
I'm like, hang on. And then, you know, I did the casting, and I thought, oh, God, I'm on my way home. And my agent, who I said still now, she said, called me, she said, you're not going to believe this. I said, what? She said, they've offered you the job.
You've got the job.
Got the job.
Now, tell them I'm dead. Tell them I'm abroad. Say anything you got to say. I'm not doing this job.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Where I had the nightclubs and restaurants, a few of the guys, Dan, who played, Craig Fairbrass, who played Dan at the time, he used to come to the restaurants and friend. But listen, just go.
Just do
you
it.
You never know. You
might. I mean, look at this. And then you've done a bunch of movies and TV shows since then, and you do it really well. It's not like it's someone that we would think.
And it kind of went from there, and he went, you never know. And I thought, they picked me up in a car, they put me in a hotel, they dress me, feed me, put this, and I deliver a performance. And I looked at the money, and I was like instantly addicted. And at the end of it, you get paid.
Yeah.
You get paid.
But you must have had the natural talent to do it then.
I think I'm good at it.
You think so?
I think I'm good at it.
Very good.
I think I'm good. And it just rollercoasted from there. I did small, I call it apprenticeship work, judge on Dita Bill. You know, and then Julie even went, you know, you're really good at this, we're going to call you back, but if you get big, you're coming back, you promise. I said, I'll be back. 10 years, fast forward 10 years, I get my own storyline.
Wow.
So cool, so,
and
that's
I go
so
back
cool.
And yeah, so and then it just went from there. The fame thing just went crazy, because I was very lucky, and there is always luck in whatever you do. I had 5 films in the cinema at once.
Ah.
And back in the day, there was no VOD, there was no Netflix, no, there was nothing. Yeah. It was just DVD.
Yeah.
Cinema, free must say DVD. And then everyone from Danny Boyle to Guy, they just went, where did he come from? Who is this guy?
It's amazing.
And how do we get hold of him?
What
so it just
story.
Went from there, and I'm God blessed for it, and I'm happy that I'm here now.
Tama Hassan is with us right now. This guy, he's going to hang out. I've got a few more questions. I want to find out why you're in Dubai.
Yeah.
What's going on here? We're going to talk about your daughter, because I know what she's on as well. That's going to be interesting. I'm a father of 2 girls.
Daughter.
I want to know how that feels.
Just make sure she never calls you and says, Dad, I want to go on Love Island.
Can't wait to talk about it.
Well, we're going to talk about that next. All right, hang out. Mr. Hassan is with us right now. Tam, listen, mate, you're very cool to make it way at this time of the morning, because I know it's early for you. Is it early for you? Are you out of bed at this time usually?
Yeah, I'll get up. When I get up.
You get up, when
I like
up.
It.
I'm that guy, and I think there's a lot of us out there as men. I kind of open my eyes about 5 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
but I don't move.
Right.
You know, I just sort of sit back, and I'm like, what time is it? Oh, 5, and I'm with that guy that goes, yeah, I've got another 4 hours.
I'll
get back in. Movies, we were mentioning The Business, Layer Cake, Batman Begins, TV shows like The Game of Thrones, EastEnders, yeah.
EastEnders.
Snatch, the series, which I love. We've got another clip here.
Who are you? Skinboat. Come here.
Me?
Yes, you. Come here. Ever heard of a geezer called Tommy Johnson? Johnson? No, I've never heard of him, mate. Yeah?
Yeah.
So what's your name?
What?
I said, what's your f***ing name?
Dorian.
Dorian? Sounds like a f***. Oh, no. Just a name, though, innit? Prove it. Prove what? Stop f***ing stuttering and f***ing prove it.
Just show some f***ing brief.
Now, we had to use the censor button many times.
Yeah, many times.
Scene that is, though. Such a great scene, isn't it? There's a little story behind that. Me and Danny, I love him dearly. We've probably done 5-6 films together. We did a great film called Dead Man Running. If you haven't seen it, you should see it with 50 Cent. It's a really cool movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I like real reactions. I like... I'm untrained, so I kind of... gone through the business just creating my own way of getting reactions from people. And as we walked in the toilet,
now remember, we're on the radio now, okay? We're live on the radio.
I
don't have the censor button ready to go.
There's no censoring. It's just a funny story. Danny Dyer said, are you going to hit me? Because we actually didn't shoot the film chronologically. We kind of shot it back to front. And that scene when we're running through the tunnel at the end and I've got the brick and stuff. There was a scene where there's dream sequences and he wasn't reacting right. So I got a metal bar and I was smashing his shins so he could react. The director went,
mental
just
note.
Just get it right. I was hitting his shins with a metal bar and he was really reacting the right way. And as we walked inside, he went, Sam, I said, what's the matter? He said, are you going to hit me? I said, I might. So if you look at his face, he's terrified. And I did. But the best part of that scene, I think, is when he comes out the toilet and he pulls that face and say, what a touch. Like, he comes out and he goes, I didn't know. Oh, and that wasn't directed. It was just him. So happy to get out of the toilet.
So cool.
You can just watch your movies again and again, I find, like the Business Football Factory, Layer Cake. Do you ever get to choose your outfits in the movie?
No, you don't. Like, do you know what?
I'm from Liverpool. We like a tracksuit, like the Business, you know? So.
Well, we brought that 80s culture back, didn't we? We brought Duran Duran back. We brought those 80s pop music back. And we brought that. And it was quite funny. I used to love that stuff. And it was the weirdest one. When we always have a wardrobe call, as you probably all know. We have a wardrobe. And we was in the wardrobe room. And they were putting all these Farrahs and, you know, Trim Tram and all this gear on. And it felt... so bizarre to wear it in that room. It was like, how did I ever wear this gear? It's horrendous. But the minute you get on set and the whole thing is the 80s, we just felt like the coolest kids.
You were very cool.
Just so cool.
So really cool, man.
Dubai, what's brought you here?
It's a funny story. I mean, I hope my wife's not listening. See, I was meant to come in. I'm here on a bit of business. I don't want to go into it too much. I'm here on a bit of business. But I said to the wife, I left 4 months ago.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to do a week in Istanbul, and then I'm going to do a week in Dubai, be home. And it was like 2 weeks ago, FaceTime, gritted teeth. You do know you've been gone for like nearly 4 months. I'm like, really? Get home. Because time flies when you're having... I'm here on business, babe. I'm here on business.
4 months of business.
4 months.
Better be a big deal.
Even my friends are going, what a gangster you are. How have you been away for that? And still married. I said, well, she's just about talking to me. The kids are not talking to me. My daughter's literally disowned me.
Now, talking about your daughter...
We got to talk about
this is your thing.
Yeah.
Your daughter... Belle is on Love Island. Was on Love Island.
She was on Love Island. I think it was a 2019 before
our
dear friend Caroline.
Yes.
So sad.
Yeah.
But she was on the last real Love Island.
Now, describe the moment she came to you and said, Dad, I'm going on Love Island.
You can see my teeth gritting on you, can't you?
Yeah.
No, it was... See, the thing is, my daughter, I've got to say it, phenomenal actress, amazing singer, an award-winning Irish dancer. She's not like Dad. She went through the whole schooling, and it was quite bizarre. When she was young, I become famous really quick, like I said to you, and we're walking down, we're walking through the mall, and I still see myself as a man in a job. You know, I go to work, I come home, and I started getting mobbed, and it terrified her. So she didn't want to. She didn't want to do any of that. So
right.
She was very young, and she took up makeup. and she was really good at it. And you know, if I've got a podcast series called Family Business, if anybody's a fan of Belle's, listen to the first one of me and her, because it's very moving and she's very honest and brave in it. And then she's had a couple of boyfriends that were not good to her. I don't want to go into it because I'll kill them.
Yeah, good on you.
I don't want to say their names because kill them. So she just turned up one day and went, "Dad, I want to go on Love Island." I'm like, "Really? You want to go on Love Island?" But my first thing was, "Babe, it's kind of the biggest show on the planet. You're going to be really famous. I don't care." I said, "What's your end game?" She's 21.
Yeah.
I said, "What's your end game?" She said, "I want 150,000 followers. I want 5 salons. I want my own makeup brand. And I want to float it and sell it to L'Oreal for 100 million.
Good on
you. What a plan?
I was like, "Seriously, babe?" I said, "But Love Island, can't you do The Jungle or something?" And then I don't watch the show and I don't have any sort of aspirations to watch it. I know the girls, everyone, Love Island's on, don't call me. Do you know what I mean? So I looked and I said, "Babe, she wants to do Love Island." "Oh, she can't do it. The show's already started." I was like, "Yes."
But she did it.
What? I said, "Babe, the show started." "You're Tam Hassan, ring the producers." "But the show started." "I'll go and cast her more." I didn't have that. So anyway, look, it was a great fit because Danny Dyer's daughter was on it the year before. And so therefore, and I called him and I just said, "Look, guys," I said, "look, my daughter wants to go in there." "Really? She does? No joke? Is she not going to pull out?" And I said, "Look," and you know, fair play to them. It wasn't Dad doing her a favor. Dad can open doors, as we all do for our children, the best we can. And they said she has to cast. She has to go through the process. But she can't let us down. And look, if she passes the process, we'll get her in cash room on, and the rest is down to her.
Wow.
And that was it. And I just said to her, "Look, baby," I said, "if you don't find love, you're going to have the best holiday of your life. And don't carry words. And remember, I'm watching."
Dad's always there. Gotta watch out. Dad's always there.
And I supported her and I loved her and she was amazing.
She was a force to be reckoned with on that show.
And do you know what? It, as well, from our background and our culture, it was a bit of a risk because it's kind of frowned upon, but there's a Cypriot festival every year over in North London. There's like 20,000, you know, and so many young girls would come and go, "We love your daughter." Because she liberated them. Because she held her own, she was true to herself. And she came out of there, you know, brilliantly. She's got 1 million followers. And I refused to let her do PAs and stuff. I didn't want her falling out of clubs, you know, drunk.
Good, and doing all that stuff.
So I kind of took that rain on her, and we're pushing her to be a presenter. She's got record deals on the table. People want her to do films with me, and you know, she's just amazing.
Good on you, Dad. Amazing. He's proud. I love
it. Dad.
All right, listen, we've run out of time here, but I do want to wrap it up with something that we want to try here. Tam Hassan is with us. Tam's with us. He's great. What a great guy. Great actor. Continue doing what you do.
Thank you. Please
pop through back to the Virgin Radio Studios. Rossi and I, we want to do a hard man voice off right now. You'll be the judge.
Let's go.
Now, Rossi, you're from England, mate. I feel like you're already 80% there. I'm Australian. I've got to work my way there. But Ross, you're going to give 30 seconds of your best hard man.
Can you put like some?
I've got some music. I've got it on.
Come on, Rossi.
Got it ready to go.
Can I help?
Yeah. Any tips? Any tips?
Give me just. Back of the throat, gravel.
Back of the throat, gravel.
Always cut the last letter off of whatever you're saying.
The last letter,
so
okay.
Gravel, it should be gravel.
Ross usually cuts half the words off.
Shall it be like from London or Liverpool?
Don't do like that. It doesn't work.
Don't Liverpool, okay.
Right,
Here we go, Ross. He's walked out the studio.
In.
He's really trying
he's
this.
Really, like, he's really like getting into it.
Here he comes.
He's kicked the door up.
Listen up, Tam Hassan. Where's your tool? Give us your tool, mate. Hurry up, will ya? That was horrible.
What did you say? I'm a little bit upset
that he did a scene from Scum rather than my film. Where's your tool? What effing tool? I was like, I think he was going to say something from my film.
That was horrible.
No, it was all right.
My dream is to be like Tam Hassan in a movie. I'm not joking, like...
Listen, whoever's listening, who watches my movies, it's just entertainment. Do not be like me in the movies, please.
But, like, I've watched your movies religiously, and you are an inspiration of mine. And the other guy from Football Factory who looks a little bit more
Frank
like
Frank Harper?
Yeah.
Billy Bright, bless him. Yeah, he's a good lad. He's good actor.
That was my attempt. I was laughing. Chris, it's over to you.
Chris, come on,
I was
Chris.
Embarrassed there.
And another thing, if ever you're going to threaten anyone, never use their second name. Just call them by their first name or oi. Okay. Listen.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Come on, Chris. What is this music?
You got this, Chris.
Is this Frozen?
He's playing Let It Go in the background.
Oi.
You're going to look at him in the eyes.
Hey, champion.
Champ.
I'll do it like an Australian level would do it. Hold on.
Okay,
no,
okay.
But Australians are tough boys.
Yeah, let me do it
like
that.
Come on, go. Just go Aussie on it.
Hey, what's your problem? You look at me. All right? You got an issue and you talk to me or anyone like that in the family again. Guess what's going to happen? You won't even know your own name. Do you understand that? Because you'll never say it again. You get me? And if there's an issue here, you talk to me directly. You don't want to get this started. I'm not even close.
Chris, just back off, mate.
Hold on. Now the song plays.
Don't let them know.
Yeah, Let It Go, Frozen is a hard song.
Just let
because
it go.
They know how
Chris,
crazy
how much,
I am.
How much do I owe you? I need to pay you that. You had me.
See?
No, you went in. You went in. There's a future there for you, bro.
Yes.
You went in.
It's the Let It Go in the background. It's slightly weird.
No, but that's the art of it. I mean, if he can sound tough with Let It Go in the background, you are the next big thing, baby.
Tam Sands with us. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio. Oh, Virgin Radio 104.4. That's it for us. Your Wednesday. It's slow, but it's... Also going, it's a slow week. No, it is a slow week.
No, it's a slow week.
Slow week.
Everyone that I've spoken to.
Well, I saw a meme go out yesterday that how slow May was. And it's true. I think May was one of the slowest months we've felt. So anyway, first day of June. We're back in it. Have us on tomorrow. Your pop quiz is obviously returning next. There's a lot going up on the show as well, all right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back tomorrow. Sheena, up next. Playing all your best feel-good hits. Have a great Wednesday. Rossi, give me that hard man chat one more time. Let's hear your hard man voice.
Oi, Chris, if you don't sort it out, why am I Australian?
Yeah, no, you failed. We had, you know, Tama Hassan with us, who's the voice that does all the hard man chats, but you failed. You're just a nice guy, Russ.
Oh, thanks.
You can't do it. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Have yourselves a good one. We'll catch you tomorrow. For myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Oh, an email came through. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.